back from your vacation.
Resorts.
Resorts, yes.
We have better than a quarter of an hour.
How are things going?
Things going. Your team is for the semester, for the first class.
There you go.
How are you?
I'm good.
Let me see, you said yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Yeah, where have you been?
Doug.
Okay, very good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
How are you?
Here you are.
Hey.
You'll see a few different locations as we go through these meetings.
So we have better than a quorum, so whenever you are ready, it's 1 o'clock in Chicago and in Urbana-Champaign and Springfield.
Wonderful. All right, then we will convene the meeting and we're going to have a few preliminary comments and then we will move into an executive session. Doug and I want to welcome all of the committee members. Everyone has been hard at work since we were last together in July, and we're going to really dedicate ourselves this afternoon to going through that work. We do need to ask Susan Keyes to call the roll, please.
Thank you. Dr. Beck.
Present.
Mr. Benson. Dr. Berbulis.
Here.
Dr. Campbell. Mr. Carrasico.
Here.
Mr. Estrada. Dr. Graff.
Here.
Here. Ms. Kendall.
Here.
Dr. Cook.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Ms. Phyllis.
Present.
Dr. Ransby.
Here.
Ms. Rutter. Ms. Smart.
Here.
Ms. Strobel.
Here.
Dr. Villegas.
Here.
Dr. Walden.
Here.
Mr. Ifantis.
Present.
Dr. Zerwick. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see here in Chicago a name place card or name card for Jim Benson. And when I spoke with him yesterday, I thought he was going to be here in Chicago.
He had anticipated being there today, so.
Okay.
He had anticipated being there, Pam, and we'll send a quick note to Joyce. I believe she has it. Let's make sure nothing is stuck together. You might want to just check your.
Hey, we just found it.
Magical appears. Very good.
How would you even think of that?
She's good.
She thinks of everything. She's amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll just carry on and then expect him. And it looks like Julie Zerwick also.
Right.
Okay. Shall we have the minutes?
Yes.
Be approved. Okay. A discussion on the minutes. We last met on July 11th. The minutes have been made available for your review. Do any of you have any corrections or questions regarding the minutes? Okay, then the secretary will be instructed to make these official without further review. May I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second here in Chicago. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Okay.
Because of video conferencing, Pam, I couldn't tell who made the motion. I understand Mr. Montgomery made the second. Who made that motion?
Dr. Villegas. Dr. Villegas made the motion.
Thank you very much. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
Well, no, we do the
go around?
Salaries. Oh, well, we should go around also.
Okay, but all right. What we'd like to do, because we do have a couple of people who are new to the committee since July, so I'd like, and we're all still in the early stages, so if I could ask us all to go around the room and, again, just introduce yourself, name, and what you do within the University of Illinois, and why don't we start here in Chicago?
Hello, I'm Darlene Kendall from Facilities Management, and I'm a financial analyst planner.
I'm Jen Phyllis. I am a graduate student in the Department of English at UIC.
Barbara Ransby. I'm a professor in African American Studies, Gender and Women's Studies, and History, and I direct something called the Social Justice Initiative at UIC.
Jim Montgomery, and I'm a trustee.
Doug Beck, I'm co-chair of the committee and a professor of physics in Urbana.
Pam Strobel, co-chair and member of the Board of Trustees.
William Walden, professor of microbiology and immunology in the College of Medicine, and associate dean for diversity and inclusion in the College of Medicine.
My name is Jill Smart. I'm the chief human resources officer for Accenture until next week when I retire. And I'm very active at the, I'm on the Alumni Association board, the College Business board, and a couple other things.
Jorge Villegas, member of the Senate Conference, and associate professor of business administration in Springfield campus, and visiting Chicago today.
Julie, this is unfair because you haven't even but before we move to one of the other locations, we're just doing the go around, who you are and what you do within the university.
Okay, so I'm Julie Zerwick. I'm executive associate dean and professor in the College of Nursing.
Okay, let's do Springfield.
Susan Cook, I'm the chancellor of the Springfield campus.
Sharon Graff, I'm associate professor of ethnomusicology. I'm jointly appointed to the sociology anthropology department and the art, music, and theater department.
Thank you. Now we can go to Urbana.
Jamie Painter, I'm the Assistant Vice President for Human Resources for University Administration.
Hi, I'm Susan Keese. I'm the Secretary of the Board of Trustees and of the University.
Costas Ifantis, I'm an academic professional, and I help provide and support IT services to our campus.
I'm Nick Rebulis. I'm a professor of educational policy. I'm a former head of our Senate and a member of the University Senate's Conference.
I'm Isaac Carskio. I'm a third-year undergrad in engineering physics here at Urbana.
And I'm Aubrey Williams. I work with Dr. Keese in the Board of Trustees office.
I'm Kay Alexander. I just graduated, and I'm helping at the office of the Board of Trustees.
And Joe Menacher, also helping with the Board of Trustees office.
And I'd like to introduce Jan Dennis. From the
Office for University Relations.
Office for University Relations, and welcome Julie Wirth from the News Gazette.
Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you. Okay.
So I have a few slides to go through just by way of introduction, and then we'll go to the presentation from Parker.
We've just welcomed Jim Benson into the room,
thank
too.
You.
Good, thank you.
Thank you. So if we can go to the next slide, please. So the goal, I just want to remind everybody, of course, is to find the best person in the country to succeed Dr. Easter as president of the University of Illinois. Next slide, please. So I wanted to just sort of open the meeting and get everyone thinking about where we are with a summary of what's been going on since the last meeting. So the main activity, as you've all been involved in, is the committee assessment of prospects. We continue to add new names to our overall list. We have largely completed discussions with leaders on the three campuses, and we continue discussions with leaders in the higher education community nationally. Next slide, please. So today, the main activities are to first hear from Parker. There's a brief discussion about presidential salaries. I think Lori Wilder will present. And then we will move to executive session to discuss the prospects. So, Lori, are you on the phone?
We are. This is Lori Wilder and Portia Williams. Good afternoon to all of you.
Hello, Lori and Portia.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit today. We're asked to discuss presidential compensation. You'll see a number of slides there for your review. What I would say to you in the early stages is if you look on a national basis, compensation for presidents, especially presidents at large public research universities and large private research universities, have been on the increase over the last number of years. We think that has a great deal to do with the complexity of the job, the commitment of the job, and the requirements to conduct it. So the compensation continues to rise as more as the position itself, the expectations continue to increase. Currently, when you look at presidential compensation, you see that it is in a number of different buckets of categories from a compensation standpoint. You'll see a base salary or annual salary component. You'll see bonuses and supplemental compensation that are driven by typically by the boards and their metrics on how they will judge presidential candidates. They could be academic standards. They could be overall fundraising standards. They could be the overall movement of the university in a forward trajectory. So those bonuses and that supplemental compensation varies greatly from institution to institution. There is typically a deferred compensation piece. As you all know, presidential tenures have been on the decline over the number of years, and so many boards and universities have gone to deferred compensation as a way to have candidates and hope that candidates will stay or presidents will stay longer in their positions. You typically see other pieces of the compensation from housing allowances to automobile allowances to expense allowances for fundraising and friend-raising, as well as club membership. So there are a lot of different components to the total compensation packages of presidents across the country. The next slide, if you will move to that, is the compensation as it relates to public universities. We were trying to compare kind of apples to apples as it relates to that, and you will see from this data compensation for public universities. These are widely considered the top 10 compensation levels for the public. You'll see that the average there is a little over $960,000, with the high being well over $1 million, and the low somewhere in the $700,000 range. These numbers, as you see, are part of them are based on the deferred compensation. We did gather this information. The fourth slide talks about where we were able to go to get this information. The Chronicle of Higher Education does both a public and private assessment of colleges and the executive compensation, as well as we went to a number of direct sources to verify these compensations. They can be a little difficult to verify because some universities will bring money in from foundations that are not required to publicly discuss the compensation that they're given. So if you look at that, you'll see where the large public universities, the top salaries are coming from. We were also asked specifically to address the Big Ten as it relates to presidential compensation. That includes the publics as well as one private in Northwestern. So you'll see where those amounts are currently, average at a little over $780,000, with a high again over $1 million, $1.2 million. So you'll see there is some differentiation there as it relates to some compensation. There's been a lot of turnover in a number of these institutions, so the compensations have been changing greatly. So what we would say to you and we would say to your board and to you as a committee, that compensation is always a factor. Anyone that would tell you that it's not is misleading. Individuals are really feel these positions are things that they must do, but compensation does matter at the end of the day. So we would strongly ask you and encourage you as committee and especially your board to look at what those parameters are. The University of Illinois is widely considered one of the top public research universities in the country, so you can expect that your compensation will be in line with those as well. So I'll stop there, Doug and Pam, and answer any questions you might have.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Lori. These slides are actually available to the committee members. They're in the sources. So you can go back and look. They'll be stored with the slides for this meeting. Are there questions from committee members?
I'm glad we got this in front of everyone at this stage, because it'll help us all understand, as Lori points out, compensation will be an important factor along the way. So I think it is important that we all understand the environment we're in when it comes to compensation. And then ultimately, it would be the board, of course, that would need to land on the compensation for the next president. Okay, thank you very much, Lori. I know you're going to stay on with us, of course, through the next part of our meeting.
Looking forward to it.
Ready? Okay, it would be helpful now to have a motion for our executive session. So a motion would be in order to hold an executive session to consider university employment or appointment-related matters.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have Jill Smart has made the motion, and Jim Benson and Jim Montgomery tied for the second.
I'll take the bronze.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Thank you. All right, we'll move into executive session, which means we'll close the door.